The views and opinions expressed by the No Nonsense Show and its hosts do not necessarily reflect views consistent with political correctness or the Verisana's Podcast Network. So to get the show started right, we want to wish any officers of the Sensitivity Police a heartfelt fuck you.
Myself when I can, but we can be friends.
You close enough to hit him, and you're just gonna let him just keep going, huh?
Listen to him.
Now you know.
You don't even know the words. That's it. You're gonna end the hook before we stop.
We good.
Cause I'm still in love. Come on, man. Get the ending.
Nobody understood what the fuck he was singing.
He was singing "We Can't Be Friends."
Nobody knew that.
Who was he singing to?
Yeah.
That's the question.
Yeah.
I went by mother's. You saw my car there. You wanted to come in, but you were scared that it was another woman that I was fucking. I knew it was over, 'cause I don't want.
Why would I stop that? Why would I stop that?
You're listening to the No Nonsense Show. 10% less bullshit than any other podcast, guaranteed.
That was it. That was better. He came in the middle. I didn't.
He hit one good note in there.
Yeah, did he?
He won.
You would know better than I did. I have no
simple
musical.
Hold on. Can't be friends. Oh, no. We can't be friends.
Hell yeah, let's go. Let's get this shit going, though.
Why you stop? I was about to see if I could Shazam his ass.
There's no way.
Knew what it was. Hey, B, I was playing one that my daughter had sent me. Nigga, the dogs was barking like, what the fuck?
What song was that?
He was just doing it.
No, he was
just doing it to your dogs. He was playing it. You don't do it, because if he does it, they're going to start barking. They're going to lose their shit.
Because of the song he's singing?
Yes.
Yeah, my nigga.
Is it a dog song? Like, who brought the dogs out?
Nah, it's just a regular old normal song, but it's in one of those pitches that makes the dogs fucking act that lose their shit.
That's you singing?
My daughter was recording me.
The dogs were losing their shit earlier.
Because that nigga's so off that it made the wave.
And then he put on some regular music.
That's how an untrained ear. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Go ahead, bro.
That's how an untrained ear can tell. Like, if you're not good with knowing if somebody's off or on, all you do is listen for that wave. It sounds like a wave because the notes are so fucking off that your ear is trying to correct it. It's almost your ear is trying to auto-tune this shit.
Right.
But it's not possible, so it just sounds like a wave. It sounds like that.
You should
hook up an auto-tune one time with me on the mic and this motherfucker.
And it was so bad that you messed. Like, when you sang that Joe song, when you dedicated that song to Britt Renee, I tried to put auto-tune on. I put reverb. I tried to put auto-tune on it, but you were so far off that the auto-tune sounded bad.
You got
to
give him that tube.
Even T-Pain can sing in auto-tune.
You got to give him that tube like that little kid.
Like Zach Rodgers.
That
shit.
What does that tube do?
It's called a talk box. So what you do is you blow air into that, and you can sing any note. It doesn't matter. Right. The keyboard actually plays the notes. So you're just making a like
the
that.
The words.
Yeah, you just you say, you make the sound, any sound.
The baby.
Right, and then you just talk. So, but it doesn't matter what note you sing. Right. So even Jay Smooth could do this as long as he knows what key to play.
Ah, so you have to know how to play it.
Computer love, I wanna love you. Computer love,
You're in a happy mood today, Jay Smooth.
It's a festive green shirt.
You are wearing a green, money green shirt.
Yeah, man, this, I always, sometimes I like to pull my polos out. You know what I'm saying? I see me and you wearing a polo thing today. You know what I'm saying? You got a nice polo. I guess last show, last week, we talked about all them buttons you had on your shit, my nigga. You toned his shit down.
What was wrong with all those buttons?
It was just a lot of fucking buttons. There's nothing wrong with it. It was just a lot of goddamn buttons.
It was almost like my mom.
I got to release that sexiness in layers, you know, button by button. You know what I mean?
But I'm saying there's buttons that need to be buttons.
It can't be too quick.
You don't need an elbow button. You know what I'm saying? There's no reason
My elbow is sexy. Sexy elbows.
You had buttons all over that. It reminded me, when I was little, my mom bought a little thing that showed you how to tie your shoes, your buttons and shit like that. Work on your fine motor skills. And it reminded me of that shit. It was like a little board
Where's
thing.
Where's this fine motor skills thing come? Because you say that so much.
Because, you know, like, kids nowadays don't have that shit, man. You know what I'm saying?
Video
games require motor skills.
Nigga, they not playing. A lot of them ain't playing video games nowadays.
What are they doing?
I guess the motherfuckers they type and shit on them phones, but that ain't really utilizing that shit because they only know letters and shit. You know what I'm saying?
They only know letters.
Yeah, now when they just what else do they know?
What did you know when you were their age?
Nuts and bolts.
All kind of shit, man. You know, you ask a kid today, hey, take that bike tire off and take both of them out and put it back on. They'd be like, what the fuck? How do I do that?
No, come on.
They don't even know how to take the inner tube out the motherfucker. They'd be like, it's an inner tube in there?
He's probably right. We were talking about your kids not knowing how to sweep.
Mop.
Okay,
come on,
right.
Everybody knows how to sweep.
All right, mop. Oh, my bad.
Nigga,
mop.
Some of them don't know how to, be honest, some don't know how to sweep, my nigga. I saw some motherfuckers at the restaurant, nigga. They did not move behind it. They were just sweeping right in front of them. I'm like, my nigga, you can stretch in front of you and sweep and come back towards yourself.
Well, first of all, you're holding it like that.
No.
Like Mary Poppins?
No, you know what I'm saying?
Like you got
to
let it go.
I had to show you how to motherfucker sweep.
Are right beside each other, if your hands are right on top of each other, you're not getting good leverage.
No, you're not. You're not. So you have to.
Breaking Two.
Talking about when the nigga was, hey, with the broom. They had the broom and shit. Yeah, Turbo now and Ozone. Yeah. But I'm saying, be honest, like, a lot of kids, they really don't know how to do this shit nowadays, man. Yeah. It's crazy as fuck. I think I was talking to my daughter about that shit. She be fucking up on little simple shit. I'd be like, it's crazy. I know what I was doing. These kids fuck up the fine motor skills, J Mac. I know I was trying to think of some shit, you know, but I couldn't get it. It wasn't working with me just right. But yeah, my daughter, like I was saying, like simple shit, man. Like fucking, I'd be fucking with her and be like, Pooh, tie your motherfucking shoe. You ain't even really getting it. You know what I'm saying? Like that. So, but that's where I got that shit from.
Yeah, Pooh. That's what you call her now.
Yeah, it's Pooh. Pooh Bear. Pooh Bear. Short and shit like that.
That's cute. I ain't gonna say nothing about that, man.
Yeah, don't fuck with baby girl.
First Reggie gonna be back in a couple weeks, dog.
Is he gonna be back for good?
I don't know. You think
they didn't put the Haitian out the country?
No, but you know, I don't know if you watch news or not, but they riot in Hong Kong. I don't know what over, but they China people they ain't happy.
Nigga, I think Trump didn't cut off the rice supply.
No. We cool with him now. Trump did made peace with the upper bosses. It's the regular people that I don't know what the problem is, but you might want to Google it. But there's a riots right now. Just Google riots in China, see what it is over. I don't know.
Because I saw French Reggie on Instagram. He had a picture of somebody that was like he gave a shout out to on Instagram.
He didn't reply to me. He shouted out to
somebody. Somebody signed a contract with some and shit.
That was Victor Oladipo. No, who was
I'm
that?
I'm like, this nigga over there, motherfucker, he over there feigning this shit over there. What they call him? You know, when motherfuckers be all over the famous. You know what I'm saying? What is that
Crisis
shit?
Actor?
No, fan struck. What is that called?
Starstruck.
He over there in China, starstruck and shit?
No, I don't think that's new. I think that picture that he saw or that he took, that's probably an older picture.
Oh, okay. He just
it looked like he had hair.
Well, you know, French Reggie always cut his hair and just forget that he in the middle or something. That motherfucker stopped cutting.
No, he has Tourette's kind of.
You think so?
That's what he said.
My nigga, he said
something about, you know, when he cut himself.
The other day I did. I cut my whole entire head. Almost my whole entire head. But I forgot the back. And I got sidetracked. So I cut my face and left out the house, my nigga. And it was just the whole back one cut. But it was low enough, you couldn't even really tell that I fucking forgot the whole back.
That's a new thing, too. The thick tail.
Nigga, no. I'm not wearing that shit.
Like the thick half?
Nigga, my head got a cliff at the back of that bitch. You can't even see the bottom half of
that's,
it.
That's you know, I saw somebody with a slab in the back of your neck like that. Like what? I mean,
nigga, hold on. J-Mac, I don't have a slab, nigga.
No, like, the back of my neck. Like an awning? You do, right?
Nigga, I don't have an awning.
I got one of those, though, man.
Let me turn around.
I think you got a couple
old age.
It's a little bit, but nah,
when you get old and you start gaining weight, it goes to the back of your fucking head.
This like, nigga like shit was hanging bag. Over.
I don't think that gets better if you get skinny again.
No, really?
I don't think so.
I was wondering about, you know, plastic surgery, but because this dude, his shit looked like a Simpson upper lip, like was hanging off the back of his neck. And yeah. And I was just like, I was wondering.
Backwards. Yeah. This nigga stupid because I just caught a visual
no,
that shit.
No, but I was wondering like, damn, that's fucked up because you know it's there.
Yeah.
Because you have to probably lean forward hella much to shave
when
it.
I get a haircut, then they get, it's always like in that area.
Lean further. I am further. Yeah. Tighten
nigga
up slack.
Like, motherfucker, just pull your head though and just kind of get it. You know what I'm saying?
That's weird though, man. That it collects right there. That's weird skin.
Would you ever get plastic surgery for that?
Shit, I'm going to get plastic surgery on everything, man.
I knew you were going to say this.
As soon as they make that shit like
the
real.
The key word is plastic, bro. You don't want none of that shit, bro.
I don't give a fuck, man. As soon as they make this shit real, I'm going to be the bionic man on y'all asses. And I'm going to live a lot longer than y'all, too.
I'm just going to send you fucking clips from the series Botched.
Nah, man.
They can probably cut you down the motherfucking side, like under your armpits, like down the side where it don't show that much. And your arms hanging down. It just look like
it won't be long before they just make a little small little cut and pull your entire skin off your body. She come off like
technology is a motherfucker. You just never know.
And then they'll piece their body back inside there. Speaking of bullshit.
What happened?
Can't trust you no more, man.
What happened?
It's over.
What happened?
It's fucking over, Mac.
Damn it. What I did?
You know what you did.
No, I did.
It's over, man.
What,
you know
what I did?
Gave you one more chance.
What I do?
I gave you one more chance.
Which one was it?
You know which one.
Which one was it?
I gave you one more chance, man. You know which one it was.
Which one was it for real?
You know which one it was.
Which one?
Say it out loud.
Nope, I don't know.
You do. Say it out loud.
I recommend so many. So
no, say it out loud. No, you know which one it was. Say it out loud.
You got to tell me.
Come on, man.
Which one have I seen recently?
Mm-mm. You know which one it was. Come on, man.
Was it no.
Say it out loud.
Don't tell me you watched the Spider-Man?
No. Oh, okay. A fucking comic book, nigga.
Okay,
I get
one?
Pussy.
Okay, which one?
You know which one.
I don't know. You got to help me out.
Which one you want?
This nigga was here talking about, yeah, man, I'm watching two shows right now, Sopranos and this other show, man. It's really good, man.
Oh, Sneaky Pete.
What the fuck, man?
You didn't like Sneaky Pete?
What's Sneaky Pete? Cool.
It's a network. It's an ABC show they put on Amazon Prime. So, that shit look like an ABC show, man. It's so corny.
Is it?
Are you kidding?
You didn't like it?
What was it about?
I'm in the first season, like maybe five or six episodes in. It's like this dude... It's like the most ridiculous. He gets out of the most ridiculous situations. It's really like ABC.
So did Dexter, and that shit was awesome.
No, Dexter did not.
Dexter got out of the most ridiculous situations.
Nah, not like this, man. And then,
Dexter
and
was
then,
almost
and then,
getting caught all the time. That was the beauty of the story.
Obviously, the real story on this is going to be that even though he's lying and he's a bad guy, he's also a good guy because he saved his family and brought them back together. Like this, it's what is this, man? How dare you? You know that's what's going to happen, right? How far have you gotten?
I'm done.
You watched the whole season?
Yeah, I watched all three.
All three seasons?
Yeah.
Am I lying?
I don't know.
Telling the truth. His role
How many stars does it say it's on there? Five. It's five stars rated. It's
nigga.
More people than me.
Nigga.
If I can believe
it. Am I lying?
What happened, boy?
Is he even though he's a bad guy because he lied to all of them.
Lying doesn't necessarily make you a bad guy.
He's gonna
guy,
bring
right?
the family back together and they're gonna respect and love him because he helped bring the family back together. The old dude wants to get some pussy from his wife, she lying and you know what I'm saying, got rid of the money.
I can honestly say no, that's not gonna happen.
You
are
a goddamn liar. The little young girl's like, who are you? And the cousin is like dumb as fuck on the police force. He don't know what he wants to do. The other chick is a hoe. And he's gonna just pull. He's a glue.
Why she a hoe? Just because she got two different baby daddies?
He's gonna be the glue.
Does that make you a hoe?
Yes.
He's Gosh, gonna, damn it.
Why?
Because I know a lot of women with two different baby daddies.
A-Lo got two baby daddies?
Yeah.
Damn, A-Lo.
So this kid. Does she?
Nope.
Oh, you guys are lucky.
My wife nah. ain't no hoe. My wife ain't no hoe.
You know how many women you just call a hoe out there?
I don't give a fuck.
Come on, these women are
If you got three kids, your shit is trash.
No, you just said
If you got three kids by three dads, that's fucked up. Come on now. If I'm wrong for saying two by two different dads is a hoe. What is three? Is that a hoe?
By three different dads?
I said two. You said three by three different dads. Is that a hoe?
That's
what a close
hoe-ish.
Jay Smooth said there's no such thing as a hoe.
No,
so how many women, how many kids by how many different dads make a hoe for you? Because it's got to be a number.
I don't even look at it. I don't even look at it like it's a whole, be honest, because what happens is, right?
What's your first baby mom?
She realized that, you know what I'm saying, guy was just lying to her.
The second guy was lying to her. How many baby dads your first baby mama got?
If you got three mistakes, right, and you ain't got it right, and it's like baseball.
Three is you got to be home?
Yeah.
Jay Smooth, how many baby daddies is your first baby mama? How many kids by different fathers does your first baby mama have?
Wow, he's still counting.
Four. We have four listeners. Four.
It's four.
Four. And you're saying that there's nothing wrong with that?
I mean, teach his own, be honest.
No, that's not what I'm asking you, my nigga.
She's an angel.
I'm not. I didn't.
Wait a minute. The same angel that you wouldn't put out?
Yeah, she's an angel.
Okay, I'm not saying. Can you be a hoe and an angel? I think so.
You can.
Yes. Yeah.
You mean
that's a lot of hoes out there. You can be a really nice person.
Mary Magdalene.
You can be a really nice person and still be and get that cootie up.
Yeah, Mary Magdalene is a hoe and a.
So four is not. That's not too many.
No.
You're saving that? Let's say you just met her.
I have. I've saved. No, you can't ask me that. I fuck chicks with kids a lot.
Not fuck.
Four.
Not fuck. Same.
Yeah.
Baby daddies.
So you're willing to fight four baby daddies?
I'll fuck chick with four. With this guy, four baby daddies.
So then,
because most of them niggas ain't around. Somebody got to be the dad to them kids. Obviously, I'm that baby's daddy.
You don't get to four by a dad being like, around.
Yeah,
of course they're not around.
I'm just saying,
Captain Obvious.
I'm that baby Pappy.
Like most of them ain't around. Duh. How we get to four? Right.
No, but what I'm saying, they were around for that, but niggas ain't around to just see how they turn out. You know,
they'll see them one day when they go to the NBA.
Nigga pop up
NFL.
Hey Cam,
that jump shot cause of me, nigga. Yeah, so
I was good back in my
but
day.
But I think it just all depends on the situation, circumstances. You know what I'm saying?
If you got two baby daddies and me, hey, I'm sorry. You got to stick up for your wife. My wife ain't no hoe. It probably be whatever, one more than what she had. So
Hold on.
Okay.
What about your ex?
Nope. Just my kids.
Really?
My ex-wife ain't no hoe. My ex-wife ain't no hoe.
Hey, Beyonce's going to have motherfuckers listen to this show. They're going to be at work, motherfuckers, just going around saying that, saying this shit.
It's okay, man. It's okay if you love somebody that's not on the up and up.
Beyonce, that's kind of fucked up because we're going to have some people listen to this show. They're going to go home, look at their wife like, hey, babe, you a hoe.
No, they ain't.
You know what I'm saying? Because they started thinking that shit and second guess. They said, I'm married a hoe. You know what I'm saying?
Two is just one mistake.
Right.
Two is just one mistake.
So what's three?
That's what I'm saying.
What's nigga. Four?
When you get up to four, my nigga, you ain't figured that shit out at four.
Yeah, so that's three mistakes. That's definitely. So if one, if the first one mistake is almost like the birth year, right? That year doesn't count until it's over like shit. You're not one until 12 months. So then... maybe four is your three strikes shot. That's three mistakes.
No,
that's still too many.
If you got a baby daddy, the first baby daddy didn't hang around.
Right.
The second baby daddy didn't hang around.
By the third one, you got to be on.
You should be perfect at choosing dudes.
Right. You can't get pregnant until he marries you.
But
third one, you know this is your last strike.
Her daddy wasn't around.
Who's?
I'm just saying.
Her baby daddy? You're right. You weren't around.
I'm just talking about a chick, the chick who's having these kids. Uh-huh. Her physical father wasn't around, so that's why she having kids.
That's why you wouldn't stay?
So she ain't know about him.
That's why you wouldn't stay?
I learned.
You do realize you were the first baby daddy, right?
No, I was the second.
Were you?
Yeah, I was second. She had already tripped up, nigga. She tripped up, hey.
She was supposed to be better at choosing.
Nigga, I'm telling you, nigga, she was 2 years in, nigga. And like, fuck around, ran into me, nigga, tripped again.
You already knew what you was working with then.
Like, shit.
Man. Fuck. As soon as you nutted in her, you made her a hoe. As soon as you nutted it and hit that egg, you made her a hoe.
Wait, man, hold up. It's like the egg or the chicken, bro.
Nah.
What comes first?
It don't matter.
Baby or the hoe?
As soon as his lazy-ass fat sperm hit that egg,
bro. What comes first, the baby or the hoe? Come on, man. Does it really matter how many kids?
As soon as that motherfucker hit,
like the babies are just a side effect of the hoe.
Nah, man. She wasn't a hoe till that second baby got hatched. Mm-hmm. Till that motherfucker and went through the.
So what if she,
if she loses the kid and like she hadn't had your son, she would not have been home no more.
So what if she was married? What if she married twice and got separated?
That's different.
It's different? Okay.
Yeah, that's different.
And then she, her third one, she had a third baby.
You
kid.
At least had a nigga that was willing to marry you.
Twice.
Right.
And then
so,
the third time.
So, Jamie Mac, you may for real be Captain Saver. For real. Right. You saved your wife from being a hoe because you married her. Had you just hit it and split it?
All right. That's what I'm saying.
A-Love is a hoe, dude. You saved her. I'm telling you. You Captain Save Hoe for real.
And she can't ever leave me.
Ever.
As soon as she insta-hoe.
It's consequences to that shit.
Insta-hoe.
It's consequences to that shit.
She done picked up a whole nother kid.
Exactly.
Insta-hoe.
A couple of kids. She got his kids everywhere now.
It's just, she got grandbabies.
Old lady in the shoe.
She got grandbabies now.
Kids everywhere, nigga.
Insta-hoe. As soon as you try to leave me.
She got to know that. You got to let her know, man.
Yeah, you can't.
It's consequences to leaving you.
It's insta-hoe.
You say so. See, I feel better now because A-Love ain't a hoe. You saved that.
And you're a good dude. And my ex, she married the
next. We don't care about
the next, I'm
just saying. We don't care about her.
But I just don't want. You got to brag.
Okay.
You got to brag about your ex. you did a dance.
So how many kids she got?
With who?
She got one with you or two with you?
One with me.
One with you and then.
One with. Oh, no.
Uh oh. See?
You the
whole. Yo, ex-wife. Yo, ex-wife.
J-Man, you supposed to. Hey, look, no, be honest. He stopped. He said, oh, no. You's the whole. I think that you the whole.
Jay Smooth got one hoe and one non hoe.
Well, I don't know. That one, she might count for two.
That's a lot of goddamn kids. And it's a lot of niggas involved.
Forget kids. That's a lot of daddies.
That's what I'm
saying. Forget the kids. That's a lot of daddies.
Family reunion is like,
nigga, if it's that many dad, the kid's confused.
Which one
am I dead?
Think if they all pay child support.
Hey, because all the niggas come over.
She'd be like a Trump.
She ain't have a job.
Yeah. Nigga, she got them allotments.
At least Tiana Trump.
How many of those dads are outside of prison?
You
are any of them locked up?
No, none of them.
None of them are locked up? Mm-hmm. They all pay child support?
All of them were at one point in time. They were.
Oh, that's the lick.
Nigga, that's an annuity, nigga. 18 to 20 year annuity.
So is she stupid or is she crazy like a fox? Like,
no.
Maybe she was a businesswoman.
No.
Because if you double down, you may get more, but then you decrease the odds of that nigga paying.
No.
She leveraged. In the stock market is what they call this is leveraging.
No.
She diversified.
She said instead of
her portfolio.
She said instead of going the legal way, I'm gonna go the real way.
Huh?
Instead of going the illegal way, being a prostitute, she gonna do it the legal way.
You said prostitute. I'm just talking about hoes.
Is that what they do? Hoes.
That's illegal, man. Anybody, you're a hoe. You're a hoe.
I don't get paid for it.
But
so.
That's what a hoe. You're a hoe though.
I know.
So I mean, when I say
I don't get paid for myself.
When I say that your baby mom is a hoe, I mean, I'm saying that with the same love that I give you when I say you're a hoe.
Right.
There's nothing wrong
with
it.
There's no love. I don't give a fuck how you sugarcoat hoe.
Are you not a proud hoe?
J-Mac, you can dress that motherfucker up, but when you blow the candles out, my nigga, a cake is a cake, nigga. When you wipe the icing out, a cake is still a cake with the icing on it. Don't give a fuck. However you want to dress a hoe up, you can put lipstick on it, a blood eyeliner, all that. Nigga, hoe still a hoe. I don't care. So you making a scene, be honest, you say, I'm doing it in the same love, like I say you.
Yeah, because
that don't make me feel no good, nigga.
You're a hoe. Are you a hoe?
No.
Are you not a proud hoe?
I'm a whore.
Okay, are you a whore?
Semantics.
Are you proud?
No, I'm not. I'm not a proud whore.
Really?
So why do you do it? Why do you
like a self-loathing whore?
I was born in this brothel.
What?
What is it? That was a joke.
No.
That was a joke. He's laughing. That was a joke.
Oh. I was born into this. I couldn't help it. I couldn't stop becoming for who I was.
It's in your blood.
What did he say? I couldn't stop from coming from what? What?
Who he was.
Oh. How did he say it though? What is that?
I couldn't stop becoming who I am.
You're his translator. You know that, right?
I couldn't stop from coming who I was. I couldn't stop from coming who I was.
You're his translator. You know. Fred Reggie's not here. I don't have to translate for anybody. That's yours.
I couldn't stop from coming who I was.
What does that mean? Be honest. What does that mean?
Translation, please.
Please translate.
I don't know.
Huh?
I don't know.
Come on.
So,
how
many baby moms do you have to be a hoe? Or dudes just hoes?
No.
Two or more.
No, so Two or more?
No, come on. It's our job to populate the earth. It's got to be way more than two baby moms.
Yeah.
It's different for guys. I'm sorry.
I was going to say three. If you got three baby mamas.
Three baby moms. Nah, because that's still a sister wife perfection. Remember?
That's true.
It's you and one and the other two are playing.
Okay, we got to rule out perfections.
Because you married all them. They're saved.
No, I'm just saying, if you have a perfection, then that doesn't count.
No, if you become a sister wife, I don't give how many baby dads you have. You're saved.
Right.
But, just because you're willing.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You're making an attempt to salvage this thing that's called your pussy. You're salvaging it by accepting the role that you're supposed to be in. I agree. If you got that many baby daddies, just go in and be a sister wife.
But if it's for dudes we were talking about, and you don't have a perfection.
So I say four then. No, four baby moms.
Without a perfection? So like you don't have a perfection.
I was saying, see, three baby moms, that could be a perfection because it's you and the other girl and the two girls play with each other while y'all playing.
You could, but what if
it doesn't matter because there's always potential to have a perfection.
Ah, okay. There's always potential. Based on potential.
So
okay.
four or more is a whore.
Okay. Four or more. Okay.
Yeah.
Four more, you're a whore.
Right.
Me.
For dudes. So how many baby moms you got, Jason?
Nigga, two. Nigga, I ain't got that many.
Why you put up three fingers?
Nigga, I said two, nigga.
Okay. That's a definitive
two. Well, yeah. No, see, I don't agree.
I
don't agree.
Hey.
Because he adopts kids.
Dun, 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 dun.
He adopts people's kids.
You've adopted. How many kids have you adopted?
Exactly.
Oh, my God.
Most of them.
You're worse than the fucking, what's her name? Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt.
Nigga, I like kids.
How many?
I just don't want to have that, man.
How many have you adopted?
Every chick that them. I've been with, majority no, have.
He doesn't fuck with chicks without kids. So everybody he fucks with, if he says 300, that's 300 plus kids.
Or at least 250, nigga. If the math is off,
so
nigga, 250.
Now you going to 250?
I'm saying if the math is off the 300, I'm saying there's 250 kids.
You're admitting now that you may have fucked 300
chicks? No, what I'm saying is, if the math is off as far as 300 people, right?
Why would the math be off?
Saying all of them didn't have kids.
Give or take 50, my nigga?
Give or take 50, my nigga. That's a lot.
I fuck 300, give or take 50. That's a lot of fucking people. 50 is more than most niggas have fucked.
No, I'm saying kids. Give or take 50 kids.
But most of these bitches have more than one kid. I don't know very.
I don't know very many people with one kid.
With
a lot of them young
listeners. Yeah. I just was watching Jay Smooth talk, and I think he just was about to lie and tell on himself that I think he was really about to say he was admit to the less than 300.
No, I was saying that we was talking about kids. When you talk about kids. So you're saying if all three of them didn't have any kids, let's say all three of them didn't have kids.
Three of them.
I know what a liar looks like.
I said 250. As far as kids. It's 250 kids. Not people.
Right. So you're saying all the chicks didn't have kids?
All of them might not have kids.
And you're still right at 300, huh?
250.
For 5 years?
How damaged does a chick have to be that doesn't have kids and still...
You heard how he described his fucking first baby mama.
How?
She had no dad.
No.
You did say that.
I said, what if she didn't have a dad?
You
didn't say what if. You said she didn't have no dad in her life.
She didn't have no dad.
No, I was saying, what if she didn't have a dad in her life?
You didn't say what if.
So what if she didn't have a dad? I didn't say she didn't have a dad. I ain't never seen this. I don't understand, though. The whole time, I ain't never met him.
There's a problem. Because the second baby mom got her shit together. She got a dad in her life. Like, all that's there. So I don't understand how he tricked her.
Or what he saw in her. Like, what attracted her to him?
Why would you pick her, Jason? Right. She got her shit together.
Like, there had to be
She got like six figures. She got like her head on her shoulders.
Don't do this.
She got
be honest.
A dad.
Don't
like,
do this, be honest, because now you're going to make me dig because there's something wrong.
Like, what? No.
Something's wrong.
I know her. I know her well.
It's about him. Why would he all of a sudden? It's like a fucking serial killer. They do the same thing over and over.
But I will say one thing. She didn't give that nigga very long. Maybe. Same time, nigga. Hey, look, same time, nigga. Am I right?
What y'all niggas about to say?
Am I right, J-Mac? Same time, right? We had the same epiphany.
J-Mac, what you was about to say?
We're not going to say it. The listeners know, too. Same time, my nigga. I saw your eyes light up right when my eyes got electric. It was electric, man.
For real.
Yeah.
And that's why she's the favorite.
Yep.
The golden child. He planted. Is he that smart? I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
I don't think so. I don't think so.
Wow.
That's good shit.
I missed that shit.
You sure did.
Yeah.
Catch it on episode 551.
Hey, you motherfuckers right here, man. Y'all, you know.
He's mad. This nigga is mad because he didn't get it.
I'm gonna go back. Keep it on the surface of me so I can get
this nigga's mad because he didn't get it.
I didn't. Both of you motherfuckers had an aha moment at the same time. Yeah. I feel left out.
Well, I mean, okay, Jason, let's walk it.
No, we ain't got to. We didn't talk about it off here.
You don't want to walk down?
No, we won't.
No, we're not going to talk about this.
No, we're not going to talk about it off
here. We need to talk about this on the show or fuck it.
I don't feel comfortable. I don't feel comfortable without the listeners.
Fuck it.
It's not bad. It's not bad.
It's okay.
Necessarily.
No, fuck it.
Because, I mean, she did see something in you. She saw, she had, obviously, she did.
Remember, you supposed to be nice.
Let me take a sip of my free drink
you brought me to. My bad.
Every now and again, my nigga, I be bringing love offerings, my nigga, so you don't get on me.
You ain't bring me shit, so.
Hey, not this time, because I said, you know, when I did get the shit, I said, I'm going to bring, it's just going to be about J-Mac today, because nigga be like.
Appreciate you, man.
You always bring Beyonce something, and I said, fuck it, that nigga got some drinks to the crib.
You were late.
I was late, but my nigga, I felt good when I backed up and you still in your car. I was like, shit, I'm cool.
I thought I was the only one here.
I was like, I'm good.
I was getting high too, though.
So. Yeah.
I can allegedly tell.
How can you tell?
Because your car is white, but everything above your car isn't supposed to be white.
Yeah.
This motherfucker drive around with a Ghostbuster cloud above his car.
Honestly, I was hotboxing on purpose because I was waiting for him to come back.
I never seen white tint, nigga.
I was waiting for him to come back, and then he's going to knock on the window. I was going to roll it down, Cheech and Chong style.
I'm sorry. I ruined.
You did.
I ruined your
skit. But you weren't there. You weren't there.
Honest wasn't there.
Yeah, so, but.
Let somebody else drive the limo.
Yeah. That's funny. But hey, man, you know, whatever, Jay Smooth. You sure you don't want to know? I'll give it to you if you want it.
I'm good.
Okay.
I'm good.
Hey, let me ask you a question. First off, not that you guys can tell or you give a shit, but I've been working out. Right for the last.
I heard that because in the Slack you're always talking about going to the gym. You make the little strong arm emoji. Let me see your muscles.
You want to see my
flex,
muscles?
Flex your bicep, man. Let's see what you got. Let's see what you're working with.
Oh, shit! That motherfucker ain't got no definition. Shit.
None.
Hey, my nigga, I've been working out too.
He got a little mountain like that. That's you good.
Hey, I'm working on it, bro. That's 2 weeks, bro. Come on, give me a chance.
Come on, man.
Hey, I've been working out for 2 weeks too, J-Mac.
You got a pebble.
Listen,
I've been working out,
and so. In that 9 weeks, I went from 200. No, actually, the last time I went to the doctor, I was 199.
Okay.
And now I'm at 190.
No, okay. wrong direction, my nigga.
2 weeks. No, you're going the wrong way. No. I'm trying to slim up.
So you're not going to the gym to build muscle.
No, I am, but I'm trying to lose weight at the same time. I'm trying to lose fat.
Come on, man. That's not how it works.
Yes, it does. I want to lose the
Jimmy, you're not fat, ready, my nigga.
You're not fat.
But this the stuff around the you know.
So
if we did a BMI thing and I did that clip thing
about 45%
on my gut, you know how they say, you know, like on the skin, the thinner you can grab, the better, less fat.
Right.
I'm grabbing inches, bro. That I can stick.
But see, that's.
I got to get rid of that.
That's not real, man. That depends on your body type.
I need to get rid of that. That's what I'm working on.
Because like I have a big frame, so. I'm going to be heavier than, like, for instance, me and Jay Smooth, even though we're about the same height, he's a little bit taller than me. I know he thinks he's, like, super huge.
I'm 3 feet tall.
Super huge.
Be honest, you're 5'8".
Me and him are going to be different because my frame is way bigger than his.
Right.
So I'm always going to weigh more than him as long as we're close in
proximity.
Size.
BMI.
But, yeah, but the BMI is going to be off anyway. So that shit isn't, you can't, honestly, throw the scale away.
What?
Throw the scale away, man. I promise you. Throw the scale away.
Honestly, I don't go.
It's about how you look and how you feel. Honestly.
I want them inches, bro.
What's that? What's he doing?
He's showing something. What's
hey, J-Mac, I've been working out the last 2 weeks, my nigga.
Where? Oh, you know what? Real talk. I was thinking about you the other day because I spotted two midgets.
Nigga, where?
In the gym.
They were guys.
But no, one was.
One was a girl?
One was a
dude
girl.
And his girl?
No, one. They were different. They came separate.
What? At the same day?
Two different days.
Tell me the gym, my nigga.
I put that on. I said, I bet you Jason would come up here and work out. Planet Fitness over there on Wisteria.
Wisteria, I will come over there and see that little bitch.
I got a black membership. I'll get both of them.
I'll go see that little bitch, my nigga.
It was a woman and.
She pretty?
She's cute.
She can get it. She's squatting, though. You know what I'm saying?
I dare say she might have been a dwarf. Because I was looking at the Lord of the Rings, and
I would rather fuck a midget than a dwarf.
She was,
dwarfs
she was,
got those tall heads.
Is that why they're dwarfs? Because that's that extra inchage.
I don't know what forehead. It is, but dwarfs got that tall head.
Tell me, be honest, like that nigga at Arby's over there. That nigga head look like his double stack.
Come on, man.
It is, though. For I haven't seen him in a while, though. He might have lost his job, though. You know what I'm saying?
Is he cute, though?
I don't know. I don't look at that nigga.
I've been tempted to go back by that Wendy's where that motherfucker talked crazy to me, but...
Lord. Oh, man, fuck that.
I know.
Dude,
man. Come on.
Which one was it? Amazing?
That's why he's working out. This is some revenge shit.
Because I'm going to go beat that kid. Because,
I mean, you started working out of nowhere.
No.
I was listening to an old show. It was a show where you fell off the bandwagon of being a vegan and you went back and ate.
I was
steak.
Never a vegan.
You remember that day, Jason? Yeah.
That nigga went to Corral. Watch what the hell? That nigga watch what the hell? Nigga say, I ain't eat no more beef.
And then he went to go to Corral and only his first three plates were steak with au jus.
Oh.
And you said, what's au jus?
Oh, that shit is so good too.
That's that
they
steak
make
gravy.
It seem like it's prime rib.
You like a woman, man. You just be flighty, man. Every week you got a new thing. All right,
I got longer than weeks. I think I got longer than weeks.
When? Talking about when you was a vegan?
I was never a vegan.
You my nigga, you barbecued 1 week and you had some steaks or some ribs. And the next week, you was like, I'm vegan.
What's going on, man?
What's going on, man? Your estrogen levels?
I was pescatarian.
What's wrong with your estrogen levels?
You were something.
He kept changing. You was on the A-love.
This nigga went through the
choices.
There it is. There it is, bro. What? So, you know.
What?
You fucking seen fucking Pulp Fiction. He said, my girl's a vegetarian, which pretty much makes me a vegetarian.
Come on, man. Put your foot down, man.
Nigga, what?
Have some pride in your household.
What are you talking about? What's wrong with health?
Yeah, because she don't eat beef, nigga.
What's wrong with health?
Have I not debunked all this bullshit about the health thing?
Come on, man. You're saying there's no such thing as health?
There's no such thing as health.
Is that what you're telling me? You debunked that?
I'm just telling you that there are many ways to be healthy. And most of them, almost all of them include meat.
Oh, but no, yeah, I'm good with meat.
Now you are.
Properly sourced and
properly
smoked.
Range free?
No, I like.
Free range?
Free range, yeah.
Come on, man. I don't give a fuck where the chicken was before I ate it.
You kind of do.
You do?
You kind of
do. You care where the chicken was?
You kind of do.
Do you?
Yes.
Why?
Because, come on, be honest.
Dave,
do you
give a fuck where Popeyes gets their chickens?
Don't give a fuck. That shit still is delicious.
Popeyes is definitely delicious.
It is, but...
I don't eat churches. That shit, I care what them motherfuckers. They need to stop getting that shit because that wing is the whole fucking chicken.
Their chickens are like turkeys.
They got unusual parts too. Like
extra arms and shit.
What piece is this?
Chickens don't have fingers.
They got
a chemistry lab in the back of that bitch.
Like they just cutting it in quarters. Churches
isn't nationwide though, are they?
Yeah, they got them out in Cali. I don't know if they got them out here. So
I wonder if they got them like in the middle of the country too. Like in Kansas and shit and Iowa and stuff like that. Yeah, I don't know.
Man, someone, I mentioned that I had lost, 9 pounds in 2 weeks.
That's real.
And someone mentioned...
It's real good.
And it's eating meat. But, honestly, what I believe probably most than anything is that eating for your blood type is probably more real.
You
than
said
anything.
That on that show.
Yeah.
That same show. Are we doing Deja Vu?
I didn't even listen to it.
Deja Vu?
How did I know what show you talking about?
Come on, man. We synced up.
Yeah.
Our period synced up.
Back up. Can I borrow some napkins?
You talking about pants?
Yeah, feminine napkins, bro.
I don't do napkins. We do tampons. We like to stick it in that pussy. We like to stick it up in that pussy.
Well,
what the fuck am I put a napkin on?
Okay.
Like, what kind of sense is that, man?
No. Come on.
I didn't eat no greasy chicken with my pussy.
We all had girls.
The napkin might be brown at a quicker pickle.
We all had girls. So when at what point did you let them start doing that?
What, tampons?
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't have a say at all. I went in, my youngest daughter, she called me in elementary school, like, I think I got my period, and I had to go there. She had on white pants. It was a real bad thing. And I didn't know what to do, so we went to the store, and she asked the lady in the store which one to get, because I didn't know which one to get.
And the lady told her tampons?
No. She got her some kind of little pads.
Yeah. That's what I'm trying to say. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So,
but as a grown-up, man, come on.
My period is, I'm a teen. I'm a preteen with my period.
I got heavy flow.
Got fucking fibroids.
I got heavy flow, man. If I put up,
that's not funny, Jim. His bitches out there suffering from that shit.
His bitches out there suffering.
They suffering from that
his
fibroid
bitch
shit.
Is
like,
suffering.
From what, man? The fibroids?
Yeah, them motherfucking polyps. It's polyps.
Polyps.
Polyps. Is it polyps?
Polyp. They got polyps.
They got all kind of clinical trials for that shit.
But look though, man, I got heavy flow, so I can't do the pad thing. This shit will come off the sides. Even the one with wings.
Would you do organic?
I've heard that Target sells those.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they donate to a country, like I guess a little bleeding ass little girl in the third world.
That's a big deal though, right? That's a big deal.
Imagine being in the third world and just having to let the shit bleed all over your clothes.
That's just, and you got no sanitary shit like nothing. To get your shit right?
You don't even get a bath every week.
They ain't got no drawers on nowhere, nigga. Let that shit run, my nigga.
Come on.
Nah, that's gross, man.
Down the leg and shit, just go in the river.
The river gives you malaria.
That'll get you ate by the piranhas and shit.
For real, piranha fuck.
Nigga, that feed the sharks.
In a river?
Yeah, if the sharks, the blood going somewhere. Yeah.
Yeah, man, no, we team tampon.
So
9 pounds, I'm sorry, 9 pounds.
So I lost 9 pounds, and a woman made a comment that, oh, you know, it would take forever for a woman to lose that much weight.
Dead true.
Yep.
That's dead true.
Why y'all, both of y'all niggas over here head shaking?
You remember a couple of years ago, me and Kit started eating clean, remember that?
Yeah.
In 2 weeks, I lost 22 pounds. Kit lost like 6 pounds. And we ate the same thing.
I wonder why that is, why it take them so long.
No, wait,
why
for real? Is this a real thing?
Yeah, it was. Remember, but that's what, that is a real thing.
What about the skinny bitches out there?
Their metabolism high as fuck.
Because there's skinny bitches out there that lose weight. It can't gain no weight. Come on.
Well, that's because their metabolism, I guess, what is part of the reason for that shit right there. But for the most part, most women, they're not able to lose weight like that, like really,
so
really fast.
I'm going
to
ask straight from the horse's mouth. You remember we ate clean those 2 weeks? Remember that?
Yeah.
How many pounds? You got to talk to the mic. How many pounds did you lose?
11.
I thought it was like 6.
He's trying to, ooh.
It's 11.
Okay, good.
How many did I lose?
22.
So why is her number exactly half of mine? She's lying. She lost like 6 pounds.
Nigga, I just told you the number.
So would you say that, was that 2 weeks though, or maybe 2.5, 3 weeks?
It was like 12 days. And like so, 2 weeks.
Nigga, Kit was closet eating. She eating pork chop sandwiches in the closet while you sleep.
No, shut the fuck.
I remember y'all eating nuts. So y'all was on a nut diet.
She did eat a lot of nuts.
At the end, I ended up gaining 2 pounds back because of my period.
Oh, so 9.
Because of your period?
Yeah.
So do you use tampons or pads?
Both.
Same time?
No.
Oh, tampons first, pads later.
Pads when I sleep.
Okay.
Uh-oh, hold on. Dun, 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 dun. Why is she anti tampon in the middle of the night? You surfing everywhere.
Can't be two dick shaped things in there.
No, because I just like to let my girl breathe at night.
He over there surfing that red wave,
red velvet cake.
We don't run red lights, thanks though.
She got that red velvet cake.
Okay, bye.
Okay, yeah. So she says 11. I don't think it was 11, but just that's between you, me, us, and the listeners. But yeah, she lost like 6 pounds, but I lost 22 strong.
I didn't know that. I thought, yeah. Because I just thought each because some guys, it's hard for guys too, though.
Well,
right?
No, women have a different kind of fat, I think.
Huh?
Women have a different kind of fat.
It's called,
guys' fat is just in their gut area.
Yeah, women's fat is like cellulite.
Women's fat is everywhere. Arms, shoulders, thighs. The thigh area, that's really a big pickup spot. The butt, like they gain fat everywhere.
I know a dude.
A dude?
Yeah, a fat dude. You know one of them fat dudes that so fat that his shoes squeak?
Is he in the slack room?
I know a dude that, you
no,
know,
no. Let that shit breathe, because when the shit come back on Jace Move, I want it to come back hard.
I'm just trying to keep it moving, man, because I don't know who he talking about, but everybody, I fuck with everybody in the slack room, so.
Straight up.
This dude is big all over.
Right.
Arms.
Fingers.
Everything, right?
His fingers are like little sausages.
And he got that limp, right?
The bow-legged walk?
It's just like one leg shorter than another long. Like he didn't, like he, I don't know. Like he over, I don't know, like, you know, Like he needed a
maybe
little.
Maybe he's so heavy, he pushed one of them legs in.
That's what I think. You know, something like that happened, or the shoe, because it's always squeaky, right? And then the thing about it, right?
Squeaky.
No, for real, bro. It don't even matter whether it's a New Balance, it's a leather. It don't matter, bro. The thing
it squeaked the same way.
All of them.
Like a patent leather? Like
you know he coming.
That's that shoe saying, fuck you.
There can't be no ghost.
Fuck you.
He can't sneak up on nobody. But yeah, that nigga's big all over, and he can't lose weight, bro. He try. Yeah. He can't. And that's what I thought. You know, I think it's universal. I don't think it's male or female. I think it's just some people do, some people don't, on both sides, right? I think some women lose weight rather quickly as well. You know what I mean? If they eat right and
exercise. I don't know a woman that loses weight quickly.
Really?
Really.
Skinny bitches sometimes. Like,
no, bitches don't gain weight.
Well, that's okay.
And they throw up. That's not the same thing.
Not them kind of skinny bitches. Not those ones.
I lost 7 pounds in 10 minutes.
Yeah, not those bitches. Right. Jasper, what you researching, bro?
No, I was looking at and seeing why does it... I was looking at why does it take women so long to lose weight.
And what did it say?
The internet knows?
I was trying to find something that was just a good resource.
I bet I know. I bet it's the estrogen. No, for reals. Because that's what, when guys have more estrogen, they get fucking man boobs.
But that's
fat. That's flesh. I mean, that's an accumulation of fat.
Okay, obviously, so when you go testosterone, yeah.
Right, when you have higher testosterone levels, it's easier to get leaner.
I wouldn't say estrogen. I would say lack of testosterone.
Okay.
Can we go that way instead?
Yeah, but I think...
I don't know if estrogen equals fat.
In dudes, it does. Right?
Does it?
Yeah. Like, if your estrogen levels are high, you ain't have man boobs.
You got a lot of estrogen, Jay Smooth?
Hell yeah.
No. I don't know.
When's the last time you had your estrogen levels tested?
I don't know.
Do you like this with your wrist? Like this.
Yeah, it's too...
It don't go.
It's
it
too stiff. Only stiff.
Yeah, right.
Gay niggas got stiff wrists.
Right. Stiff wrists.
It don't matter what I would have fucking did. You niggas would have... Y'all would have adapted to whatever the fuck. So I just said, no, I can't bend it. And you niggas said gay niggas got stiff wrists. If I had to bend it like this, you like, yeah, nigga, you got a flimsy motherfucker.
You might as well just give in, nigga. It gonna come out of the closet, man. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
We'll still have love for you, man.
For real. All day, man. And
we'll
listen,
still have love
I
for
think
you.
Last week, it was proven that... No. Was it last week? No. That you were not gay? Like, no, being with a dude, or it would be bisexual. It's something about not being gay. You know what I mean? I think, oh, no. I watched a movie called Unicorn, and this dude
I don't want to hear about this shit. Stop.
This one is not good either.
I don't care.
It's not a good one.
I don't even want to hear it.
It's not a good one. It's not one that I would recommend. It's not a...
You are the worst judge of movies and TV shows.
You're just not open. You're just... Nah. When it comes to movies...
Sneaky Pete is not good, Sneaky Pete is bad writing.
What?
It's cornball
shit. 5 stars.
But you know what? You know what, J-Mac? What I was... you know, I was talking to somebody last week about this, about weight loss, right? You know, the biggest thing that helps for weight loss is one of the problems that I guess most older people... reason why they gain weight is sleep. Sleep deprivation.
I thought you were going to say drink water.
No, sleep. And I think that was one of the biggest reasons why I probably lost a lot of weight when I was out, because I slept a lot and I drank a lot of water. And I slept more when I hurt my leg than I had slept, I mean, in a long time. Because on average, I would sleep probably on a night, 4 hours of sleep, and I'm back up just going, which is not good for you.
So that is... Night?
Yeah, a regular
night.
What
the fuck are you be doing?
I sleep 2 hours a night every night.
Like, I would be up, like, sometimes, like, even like now, I would, like, there are nights, like, say, for instance, tonight, right?
I'll leave my dad.
You know, I'll leave the podcast, I'm up. And there are times that I don't go to sleep till I get home, I get on a computer just doing something. I'd be up 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning.
Just doing something.
4 or 5 in the morning.
Who does anything just doing something?
At 4 o'clock in the morning.
You ain't bouncing the show?
No,
what are you doing? Post production?
Nobody be in the gym with me shooting shots.
Post production.
So and on a regular, there are times that, you know, just at the house doing shit where I can't sleep and I'm just up, and I look up, it's 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning.
You need to smoke.
Yeah, I go to bed. I get in bed probably about 2 something every night. I gotta watch at least one thing. Sadly, the past couple nights has been Sneaky Pete, and I'm fucking pissed.
It's Sneaky Pete, not Pete. Like sneaky peek, like a...
Like Pete.
Oh, I thought it was like sneaky peek, like a pool shit. Like
no, anyway, but yeah, so, and by about maybe 3:30, I'm asleep. But I got to wake up at 5:50 every day. So I get about 2 hours and 10 minutes of sleep every night.
I don't know how... I'd be angry when I know that I'm not going to... When that's going to happen. You know, that shit happens to me sometimes. But at 3:30... I'm starting to get pissed.
Yeah. Because like, I know. Because you know you got to get right back up.
I know it's about to happen.
You get up before me, don't you?
Yeah.
What time do you get up?
At 5:20.
Fuck.
Yeah.
All right, J-Mac. So look, so.
What you got?
I was looking, said men are bigger. If you're scratching your head wondering why your husband can lose 25 pounds in 2 months by making some simple lifestyle changes, here's why. Women naturally have a higher percent of body fat and lower muscle mass than men do.
Okay.
Explains Gillian Mueller Goodert, MD, whatever he is, in New York City. Muscles is more.
You think that's a dude?
I don't know. I don't give a fuck. muscle is more metabolically active than fat is. It utilizes more energy in the form of calories. The average man is also just larger than the average woman, so it takes more calories to maintain a larger body mass.
Ah, there it is.
So between these two differences, men can consume more calories to maintain or lose weight than women can.
I wonder how much energy it takes to maintain your body. I bet that if you could stop eating long enough to feel the benefits of how much your body has to work to carry that shit around, you'd be skinny as fucking.
I'm gonna be skinny. I told you.
Or if you just walked around more.
Hot yoga.
I started back on my regimen.
How about you like just stand up? You got a standing desk?
No. I can stand up. But I do different shit at work. Like the stairs.
You take the stairs instead of the elevator?
There is no elevator.
You have to take the stairs.
Act like you had a choice.
My nigga, I like stairs. I like walking. You know what I'm saying?
In some buildings, I want you to take the stairs in.
This nigga said he liked walking.
My nigga, I had a drink, but I just
Where
had
do you
a
walk? When but do you like?
I
when
walk,
do you
nigga,
get your
I,
passion in?
Nigga, I park far away, and I walk to the building.
He doesn't park far away.
He probably
away.
Does now with his luxury
he
vehicle.
He parks in a handicap spot.
No, I don't. No, not all the time. The tag is expired. The tag is expired now.
But you used to.
No. If it's raining or something like that, now
or it's
like
Tuesday,
I'm running late.
What
do
you
get in the building, nigga?
You hop?
Nigga, huh?
How do you fake the handicap?
No, nigga. I just get out. Motherfuckers be looking at me. I don't have to fake, nigga. I got a sticker. And I'm about to get ready to go get me another one. But look,
wow.
I had a dream that seemed so fucking real. You know what I'm saying? I woke up looking around. I had a dream, my nigga, I was running and I failed. Like, this is my first run.
Like
I failed.
You didn't pass?
Like I couldn't run. Like, it was fucked up. You know what I'm saying? Like, I went to go try to run. Nigga, failed. Like, the legs couldn't just get it.
Well, that's not a dream. That's pretty much reality,
that's
right?
Like, that's how I was on the basketball court that day.
That's reality.
That's how I was that day you faked that shot and...
He didn't even fake a shot. He couldn't get to the shot, right?
My nigga,
he just started running.
That was so painful to see. And you wanted to video that.
I did, and I'm still pissed at you for not letting me. I should have just done it. I don't know why I didn't listen to
but
you.
But I started.
That was gold.
But I told you, Mac, I told you I started my program. I've actually been doing 200 sit-ups in the bed. I do 200 sit-ups in the bed, J-Mac. I do 25 push-ups
in the bed,
off the bed. You know what I'm saying? Like, I have my feet on the bed and I go down to the floor. It's like dips.
That's actually
pretty
good, though.
So I do the dips like that, 25, right? And then I do 50 jumping jacks. You know what I'm saying?
Jumping jacks are good.
And then I do,
but
like...
But 50 isn't enough.
Yeah, and then so I do the little, you know, the stretch to the left, to the right. But I'm about to start the swim aerobics. I just hope the motherfuckers don't
swim
call...
Swim aerobics.
I hope they don't
with
call...
With all the fucking retirees?
I'm just hoping they don't call SeaWorld, my nigga, when I get in that bitch and, you know, thinking some shit.
Will they let you do it with a t-shirt on?
Orca.
My nigga, I'm gonna go in there with a t-shirt at first.
Come on, man.
Yeah, and I had that bitch.
Don't be a hoe, man. Only hoes going to the pool with a fucking t-shirt on.
Fuck that. And I'm gonna shave my chest again before I get in.
Why? If you got a t-shirt on.
My nigga, if I have to take it off, my nigga, I'm gonna have to shave that shit because I don't want all that hair laying down.
The YMCA is not gonna let you in the pool with a t-shirt on.
They'd be like, this nigga look like a chimp.
Fucking clog it up the damn fucking.
No, you can get in with a shirt on. Well, I got LA Fitness. LA Fitness, you can get
in.
You can get in the water and shit like that.
Water,
you know?
Aerobics.
Yeah, but I'm about to start. I think, matter of fact, in the morning at 5:00 in the morning, I'll be at the gym.
I know you got me. Are you gonna wear a leotard? What do you wear? What do you wear to water aerobics? What's your water aerobic
nigga,
outfit?
I got some boxer briefs that's really tight.
Oh,
and
so
I'm just getting in with that shit.
Okay.
But what?
And a t-shirt.
He said, "Nigga, why buy swim trunks, nigga? When you got used drawers
tight, they're all tight, nigga."
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I just want to wear the extra loose.
You wear 40 in drawers too?
No, I wear 36, 38. What, nigga? Y'all don't believe me, nigga? I don't wear 40 in drawers. J-Man, fuck you. I don't wear no 40 in drawers, my nigga. The 40 is big on me now. Like, the shit falls off me.
You're a 36 is what you're saying?
36, 38 in drawers.
That's why they're tight.
In drawers?
Because it's not quite a 38.
Okay, hold on. What are we talking about?
So, like, you know, you got 40, 42s. You got 36, 38. You got 40, 42.
So, as a large, you are a large.
Yeah.
You're trying, bro. Why are you trying to squeeze your ass in something else?
My nigga,
let's 36, 38, just because of the elastic?
Yeah,
I'm just saying.
Spandex. I guess we should go ahead and try this thing. This.
I got this, man. Y'all.
I'm gonna step out. Just text me when y'all get done.
All right, listeners. All right, so Beyonce is saying that, you know, to give it a new flavor, he want to come in and mm-hmm. challenge Jay Smooth.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't want to see me. Let's just be clear. But you know, we're gonna ahead.
I'll be honest. I didn't want to see you.
Yeah, but we're going to see what he do. So let me see. So how this works, listeners, I'm going to name an artist, and Jay Smooth has to name any song, sing any song to the point where I understand what it is, and then he gets a point.
Okay.
All right, we got five.
So now I want you to know, J-Mac, that you don't have to judge this shit like Beyonce be judging it, right? You can be a little lenient. Fuck that. You got to be hard on him. So that's what we need to do. We need to start doing the single shit like a handicap.
I made this list.
Okay.
I'm telling you, bro, if you don't win this,
okay,
you tripping, bro.
Okay.
All right, ready?
All right.
First up, Jodeci.
Oh, shit. You and I will become our love would be so strong. You know what I'm telling you, baby? Yeah.
That's good?
Yeah, that's good. That's good. That's good.
You and I. That's the You and I song.
All right. Key Sweat.
Oh. You may be young, but you're ready. Ready to love.
All right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You two for two. I told you. All right. Biggie Smalls.
God damn. The Notorious B.I.G. Shit. Okay, come back to that one. I can't take that one right now.
Okay. All right. Mariah Carey.
Mariah Carey. God damn. I know a fucking Mariah Carey. God damn, J-Man. Oh. And I got her fucking CDs too. What's Mariah? Babies and Mariah. Babies and Pacifier. Old Dirt Dog on Line. Yeah, you know this all the time.
I'm just trying to catch you.
If you, you know,
come on.
What's that song? If you want, I got it. You got
I'm
that
trying,
song?
No, I'm trying. I'm trying to visualize. I'm trying to visualize it. I need you to get me there, man. I'm not there.
What's the
you
want to
come back?
Yeah, come back. Now.
Okay, all right.
Damn,
Too Short.
What's the Too short. In the ghetto. The ghetto. Life can boom popped out. Dope fiend died with a pipe in the mouth. That's it. That's
okay. I fuck with you.
Let's see.
You get points
what's
for
that. What's
that? So that's three. Let's go back. You want Biggie or Mariah?
Biggie. What's that? God damn it. Everybody be singing that shit. Fuck. God damn, I can't get the big Notorious B.I.G. I pop a freaks all the honeys, dummies, Playboy bunnies. You got me? That's it.
Okay, I fuck with that. All right, well, now we got Mariah.
Mariah. What's Mariah?
Oh, come on.
Come on.
Hurry up, Jess. He ain't going to wait too long. Hurry up.
Fuck it. I can't think of the
Mariah.
Shit.
At least he make it so he can't do nothing but tight.
Fuck.
Can I lick some up?
No, you can't lick something up. You wasn't supposed to ask. You was supposed to do this shit. Go get the nigga. You don't know how to cheat. You can't commit no crimes with your ass. You gonna ask on the damn fucking air, can you lick something up? No, I can't fucking be accomplice to that shit. Fucking go and do no crimes with Jay Smooth. Can I cheat right here? Damn. Knowing damn well, if he'd have just done it, I'd have let him do it. I'm trying to fucking jack B's ego up. But
damn, man, this shit was tough as fuck. Come gotcha. On, goddamn, Mr. Casanova.
All right,
don't
oh, Casanova.
Don't lose, be honest.
Okay.
So first up,
hold on. You ready? And you got to commit, my nigga. Come on, man. What?
You ready?
Yes.
Jodeci.
So you're having my baby, and it means so much to me. There's nothing more precious.
I know we all know. We got to keep saying
that to raise a family. If there's any doubt in your mind,
how bad does he? We don't need to. Okay,
you right. can count on me.
Yeah,
I told you he was kind of fucking. So this is. Never mind. Well, I'll explain later.
All right.
Key Sweat.
Oh, okay. Let me see. Let me hear you tell me you love me. Let me hear you say you'll never leave me. Ooh, girl, that would make me feel so right. All right. Your nigga sing with me. That's what I'm talking about.
All right. Biggie.
Who?
Biggie.
Biggie. All right. Your reign on the top was short like leprechauns as I crush so-called willies, thugs, and rapadons. Get in that ass quick fast like Ramadan. It's that rap phenomenon. Don Dada. Fuck Papa. You got to call me Francis M.H. White. Is that good enough? We got to keep going.
That's good.
Kicking the door, waving the fo-fo. All you heard was Papa, don't hit me no more.
All right. Here we go. This is the one.
All right.
Mariah Carey.
All right. Let me see. Let me see here.
Hurry up, Nick.
No, I got time. I'm trying to find the one I want to sing.
He can pick anyone.
Right.
This nigga going through the catalog and shit. It's fucked up. I'm this nigga like a jukebox and shit. Some bullshit.
I'm trying to think which one is best for my voice.
Hey, no flex.
Hey,
no
flex. We need to get this nigga to do two songs per artist.
No, come on, man. Hold on. Shit. I had a vision of love. And it was all that she's given to me. Is that good enough?
Yeah.
She's too high for me.
Yeah. All right. And last but not least.
Yeah.
Too short.
All right. I go on and on. Can't understand how I rap this long. I must have superpowers. Rap 2,000, 39,000 hours.
All right.
That's good enough?
That's good all enough, right. Man, for a clean fucking sweep.
Nigga, come on.
Hey. Final score?
Yeah.
Be honest, 5. Jay Smooth 4.
What?
Yes,
he
dude.
Got 4?
He was.
That's why he was so happy.
Yeah, bro. Look, the only way he could get was Ryan Carey. The only one, and this is, and the whole premise of this was, I was like, if I make these Jay Smooth wheelhouse,
yeah.
No matter what I do, you're gonna get it.
Yeah.
So if I make him hard, you're still gonna get it. Yeah. He's just not.
Mariah Carey was the one he couldn't get. What did he say?
I was humming this shit, but I couldn't get the word.
Let me hear it.
Not the visual love. I had the other one.
No, it gotta be another one because I said that one.
What was it though from Rush Hour?
I want you. I forgot the name of the.
That's the one from Rush Hour.
Looking wood and fucking tight.
If you want it, yeah, whatever that shit was.
Guilty inside.
I can't think of that shit. I'm like, damn. He said it was, hey, look, but hey, good job, be honest. Fuck, no, I'll try to tie
job,
that shit.
Good job, Jay Smooth.
Yeah, that's good. 4?
I told him, I was like, listen, because if you get Mariah Carey, then all he can do is tie you.
Right.
And that's awesome. If you tie this motherfucker in this game,
right.
You're fucking winning.
Hey, Jay, man, that was some good motherfucking shit,
What do you do for Biggie? I don't believe it. Stop. Nope, I don't believe it. What did you do for Jodeci? Don't say anything, Jamie, man. What did you do for Jodeci?
I did the Jodeci. I did you know I know Jodeci. All Jodeci.
Do you?
Yeah. Fuck. I did
He's gonna fuck him up. No,
I don't believe it. I can't wait to hear back.
Watch this. Come on, Jay Swoo. Listeners, watch this shit.
You and I would become natural. Our love would be you so that? Strong. You know what I mean, baby? Yeah. You and I, my nigga, that's the you and I shit. Yeah, I know shit. I know all the Jodeci.
You accepted that, nigga?
That didn't sound shit like the song. You accepted that?
Jodeci shit.
J-Mac, you accepted that?
Yeah.
You're cheating me. What was the next one? Keith Sweat. What did you do with Keith Sweat?
He's
checking
your
receipt. Nigga, you got to make it last.
No, let me hear it. What'd you do?
I said,
may be young, but you're ready.
Okay.
I would have gave you that one. What'd you do for Biggie?
Eyepopper, freaks all the honeys, dummies, Playboy bunnies, huh? Nah, nigga.
What song is that?
I don't give a fuck. Nigga, you know the hook.
I don't. What song is that?
Hey, whatever the fuck song it is, that you know the shit.
It's the wrong tempo. That nigga rapping the wrong tempo for that song. That's a slow song.
He put the BDM version.
EDM, nigga. Whatever. The BDSM version.
BDSM.
What was that? Who else? Mariah Carey didn't get that one. And who was the last one?
Too Short.
What'd you do for Too Short?
Ghetto.
Let me hear.
The Ghetto.
Oh, yeah, I've heard you rap Ghetto before. All right, okay. That's pretty good, Jason. you and I was sketchy. That Jodeci was sketchy than a motherfucker. That shit was in the wrong key. It was not supposed to be falsetto. It wasn't supposed to be falsetto. It was a lot of shit wrong with that you and I.
I had to close my eyes on it, and I saw it, though. I saw it. I closed my eyes on it. It was there.
Yeah, okay. All right,
I'll tell you, that Jodeci, I be rocking that Jodeci.
Then this nigga sure asked me on air, can I look it up from right here? No.
That nigga J-Mac said, no, I'm not subscribing to that shit.
I knew too many Mariah Carey songs. I knew too many, but that's just way out of my register.
Now, if he would have just looked up a Mariah Carey song, maybe I didn't right. see it. But he can't ask me on the fucking...
tell you.
Hey, that's Yeah, that's not what you said before.
How's it go? Sing it again now that you hear it.
How I feel. I could make you
feel. I would not know what
feel.
That was.
But he's listening to it now.
I could tell still you it. About you and I. The story that could live and never die.
All right, there you go. I didn't get that.
You and I.
Okay, all right, wow.
Nigga, that's the shit. I used to fuck many bitches off that nigga.
No, really?
Yeah, nigga.
How many? A lot of bitches.
How many do you think you got pregnant off of Jodeci?
Nigga, there's a couple bitches swallowed that shit or just got nutted on. But you know what I'm saying? In that same vein that we talking about fucking bitches, right? You know, I had a little situation that happened to me.
Recently?
Yeah, recently. Not you long
fuck,
ago.
You fucked someone?
I was playing with somebody pussy.
Ooh.
Right?
Were your hands clean?
Yeah, it was after lunch. I had just washed my hands after lunch.
Lunch. Yeah. At work lunch?
At lunch.
Day-Day was stealing out of material, just so you know. You heard his fucking stand-up.
Hey.
Yeah. Mike Epps' show was actually pretty good.
It was, but he stole a lot of material from our show.
Which part?
The fucking brushing your teeth. And,
yep.
Yeah.
Stole that. What else?
Yeah. What was the other part?
I was just so shocked that he did good.
Yeah.
Like, it was actually a pretty good special. Did you watch this one?
I did.
I'm gonna watch it again.
When that nigga said his homeboy got out of prison and started a haunted house. Mike, motherfucker, what's going on, man? Like, nigga, it's too late.
Let me get back to scare these movies.
When that nigga was rolling a blunt and turned around. But look, as he turned around, he was wiping the extra weed crumbs off his shirt. It's the little details, man. That shit is hilarious, man.
Yeah. All right. Sorry, Jason. So,
no,
sorry.
It's all good.
He talking about the grandma, the mom, and the daughter stripping the same club.
On different shifts.
The grandmama went first, though.
He talking about
she got to be sleep by the
time. Ain't no music playing. She's stripping the prices right.
It's the people's court.
Oh, I thought that shit was funny, man.
Yeah. So I was saying, it was after lunch, right? And... I was playing with some pussy,
you had some
right?
lunch pussy?
And the crazy part about it was, I said...
In the car?
I said, yeah. I said,
ooh.
How bad is this? I said, you getting your pussy played with to a gospel song. And
whose car were you in?
Are y'all married?
It wasn't. Nah, hey, just details. That's details. My nigga's details.
Why is that the details? I ain't married, my nigga. Oh, I thought you meant mine. Whose car was it?
Details. That don't matter who car it was.
No, it does, because
it was in the BMW.
Okay, so if what I'm saying is, the reason why I asked that is because somebody's car depends on who's playing the music. So if you're rubbing on pussy and you put on gospel music first, what's the hold up?
You've uncovered a whole other onion that needs to be unpeeled. What kind of girl lets her pussy get rubbed in that
BMW?
Car?
In
that car. I just said the BMW to get that shit off.
Well, to be fair, it's already a towel on the passenger seat. That motherfucker lives there, so
it's covered in all kind of microbial.
She can
shit.
Squirt, flirt, part, fart, whatever. That shit is gonna be okay.
But I was like, before I noticed it, I was like, I said, you realize gospel music is on. You know what I'm saying? You get your pussy played with.
There's another problem here, though, Jamie Mac. If you know anything about the BMW, you know that there's no radio.
I said, nigga, my nigga, I said, I just said the BMW.
Oh,
my
you
nigga.
Was lying?
Oh.
Yeah.
Because I was like, it's a speaker.
It's a speaker. It's
he had to connect
speaker.
To his Bluetooth. It's
Bluetooth.
And then play gospel.
While you bullshit, my Pandora do goddamn play gospel music with my R&B shit. In the middle of fucking R&B, it play like 10 R&B songs, then it'd be like 3 gospel songs.
Is that what happened? Or were you playing gospel?
No, it was some guy. It was just, my nigga was actually on a gospel station.
Hey, that Netflix show in Sacramento County, The Lockup.
No, Jimmy Mac, shut up. We don't know. No. No more recommendations.
The girl got a split tongue like a serpent.
No.
And monster tattooed on her forehead.
Our listeners don't give a fuck. Go ahead, Jay Smooth.
So I was, before I noticed it, I said, damn, you getting your pussy played with the gospel music. What kind of shit is that? I said, we both going to hell. You know what I'm saying? For this shit. And I got the thing. I was just like,
it sounded like you were blaming her at first, and you're the one playing the shit.
No.
And with her pussy.
That's
so he's like
I said the BMW to just be funny, but it wasn't my car. It was their car.
Okay.
We were in.
All right, so that makes a big difference.
And so it was their radio station, they satellite radio, and they just had it on the gospel shit. So nobody knew that this was gonna happen.
Who initiated? Did she pull your hand or did you put your hand in?
I just put my hand in. I'm always
she's going to hell?
I said we
are going to hell?
Yeah, we. So you think
her
I'm
her pussy
be
was just sitting there.
Hold on. It's getting wet.
And that nigga was already.
It was already wet to the gospel?
To Donnie McClurkin?
When I touched, I was like, damn, really say.
Was that sweat?
That's what you get. You get me like that. And I was like, playing with the shit. The shit was so crazy because we were actually in front of a building where people might come out and you could see it.
Yeah, that's
motherfucker
okay.
Head laid back. I'm talking about my nigga just could pass by. I'm like, this shit is not good.
Was it Donnie McClurkin gospel or Marvin Sapp gospel?
It was probably Kirk Franklin gospel.
So that's right. In the middle. Didn't he admit to being bi or something?
No, he was
sex addict.
He's addicted to porn.
That's right.
So that's like the best kind of gospel you could get.
Yeah.
And so I was like, damn, this is kind of bad. It used to be a time where when I was fucking, you know, at a younger age, if gospel music would come on the radio or something like that, it would throw me off and I'd get up and I'd turn the stage like, I can't fuck to that. I just don't want to fuck to... You know what I'm saying? What God is. And you just fuck, just tan puts
this
up and I go
so,
singing.
He's singing tonight. He's happy.
You know.
I used to have sex behind a church on a regular basis.
Yeah, I wouldn't give a fuck if it was a church parking lot. Church.
No, because, you know, I knew that there was no patrol.
Come back there.
No patrol coming back
behind
the church.
What if a monk had came out there? A little friar.
And plus, you know, honestly, I thought that, you know what I mean, God would have his protection over me. No, nothing happened. You know what I mean?
You got pregnant.
Nope, not nobody over there.
Well, okay.
Not nobody over there.
So I wanted to ask you guys, do it matter what kind of music you fuck to? Could you fuck the gospel music? Have you ever had a problem with that shit? Or, you know.
I don't think I could.
What about Mary Mary in the club?
Maybe.
Is the God in
there? Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, because I be acting like God. I be like, yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. Because,
you know, sometimes you fuck to the
it's the God
the beat.
In you.
Mm-hmm. No, what's that? Who's that nigga, Jay Smooth? You know it. The guy who did the trap song, but it's a gospel song.
Artist?
Yeah, but it's like trap. You know what I'm talking about? It's like a trap song. Ty Tribbett? No, it's not Ty Tribbett.
No, it's not Ty Tribbett. The other
you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
It's a younger guy.
Yeah, I got
it's like a trap beat, and he's... It's garbage.
See, I think for me, the whole purpose of music... In sex, is to
Lecrae. No, yeah. Lecrae's dope.
Is like to reinforce. It's almost like a Pavlovian type of effect. Like so
reinforce
that
reinforce what the rhythm,
the effect, the moment,
words,
the moment.
Nah, because I be putting sad songs on the fuck tape and everything.
No. So when you hear the song, I want it to trigger. It's almost like grandma's cooking. You know what I mean? You smell some shit, you be like, damn, I remember my grandma used to make that shit.
So does it matter? It matters what song?
Yes. Because
like I fucked with somebody sleeping in my bed, like bitches you.
Right. Well, yeah. And see, you got to switch it up too, because you don't ever know what you want it to be. Some weird shit too. So like she might be around some people that don't normally listen to the same shit, and you so she can't escape. Mm-hmm. You know, motherfucker.
So you gonna put some India on there or something?
Yeah, somebody put on some fucking Three Door Blind or some fucking
Three Door Blind.
Is that the right shit?
Three Doors Down.
Is that Three Eye Blind? Is there blind?
Third
something?
Eye Blind.
Third Eye Blind.
Do they have fuck songs?
Every song can be a fuck song.
No sir.
Yes.
No sir.
Every song.
Smack My Bitch Up is not. Well, that might be. But what about Chop Suey?
See, every song can be a fuck song.
Not Chop Suey.
Yes.
Have you ever heard Chop Suey?
But yeah.
No. Who?
Dun dun dun. Then oh, that's Chopsticks.
Chop Suey, nigga, by System of a Down.
No, is it like acid rock?
You can't fuck to that, man.
Is it? That probably not no acid rock. You can't be too. You can't scream.
Oh like, yeah, it's a lot of screaming.
Yeah, like rock you down. None of that shit. Like you know, nah.
Chop Suey's a good song, but I don't think you can fuck to it
unless it's two white bitches that don't speak no English.
What you can fuck white bitches to anything, I think. Yeah. Country music.
Right, like line Ukrainian dancing music. Or something like
what
that.
What about, what's that, water dance shit?
Yeah, oh yeah. Because it all seems native to them. River dance.
Nigga, I feel like I'm in a Disney movie fucking a bitch on some shit like that.
Whistle while you twerk. That's the whole song.
That's like the fucking, you wouldn't fuck one of the Disney princesses?
Probably would.
If you had to choose, which one would you fuck?
Oh, fucking,
Snow White?
Nah, fucking, Snow what's White? Her name? Jasmine.
Jasmine from Aladdin, right?
Sure.
Yes,
yeah.
Sir. This nigga thinks
I don't say because that's the first thing that came to mind. I said Aladdin, but I couldn't think of the chick.
You didn't
name.
Say Aladdin.
He would fuck Aladdin.
I couldn't. No, you said Jasmine from Aladdin.
You said Aladdin.
No, I said I couldn't think of the chick in Aladdin. That's what I said. I couldn't even think of the chick name. What's the chick name?
He grown up now.
What's the chick name that had the little motherfucker from?
He been working out
from Louisiana that she had bought the restaurant and shit. She bought the restaurant and her dad helped.
Princess
her.
And the Frog.
Yeah, Prince and the Frog.
That was a little cute girl, though.
Jasmine was a woman.
No, she was not no
girl. She was a girl?
No, she was a girl.
And she's Jasmine about to be queen.
I'm thinking about me,
you
young.
Fucking kid.
He like in the bayou. There ain't no fucking.
The bitch a cartoon, man.
Ain't no age of consent in the bayou is shit when she dropped out of high
cartoon,
school.
The bitch a cartoon, man. I can't go to jail. Nah, nigga, you still going to jail.
Did you see that fucking cartoon porn in the boomer room?
I did. That's weird.
It is weird.
That was kind of weird.
Yeah,
but no, hold up, though. We can't do that because the boomer room.
Oh, you're right. But I'm not judging in the boomer room. I'm judging on the show.
But it's still, we're talking about people that are in the boomer room that listen to the show.
So I can't even judge on the show?
No.
The fuck is the point of having a platform?
Okay, you can judge, but not about the boomer room. The boomer room is free love.
Okay, I take it back.
Even if it's fucking.
I take it back first, Alley Cat. That's not. That shit ain't super weird.
Pornographic.
Monster
CGI. She was taking that monster was taking a gang of dicks though. That bitch had dicks all around her.
No, she wasn't a monster. She was a little Asian chick.
Right, but
there were monsters everywhere. Huge dicks.
Black. All of them black.
Yeah.
So J Mac, I'm looking
J Mac liked it. You saw he said black. He enjoyed how big and black they were.
No, I did appreciate that. They were fucking little dicked. You know, little dick monsters would have fucking ruined the whole shit.
Little dick, white dick monsters.
honestly, knowing that I go to the bigger side of the porn section, they got a lot of white boys over there, bro. Let's be real.
I don't know. Do they?
Yeah.
So it's about equal?
It's not equal, but yeah, it's enough.
Asians?
I ain't never
and
seen
the Jews and Gentiles.
Never seen any Asians. Never seen any Asians in the big dick section.
Hey. What about gay dudes?
I never been in that section.
I don't see what you're going
to
say.
So, J-Mac, be honest, I was looking at the gospel songs, right? And I'm just looking at the names of this shit.
Way to keep us on task.
So, and it's almost like if you get the name of a song, it seems like it's something good to fuck to.
Right, because it's all R&B. They just change it to God instead of love. Or
yeah. So, Whitney Houston, I Look to You. Kurt Franklin, Love Theory. John P. Key, I Made It Out. It's like a nigga.
No,
like,
all
shit,
those,
ain't nut.
None of those. None of those sound like something I want to fuck to.
Dude. So good.
So good. Yeah.
So good.
Yeah.
This
one say, this is my exodus. So that might be, this my exit. You know what I'm saying? I done got my nut, probably. It says, Miracle Worker.
Yeah. That's Worker. Pretty good.
Jesus promotes.
I feel like I make the hoes.
Jesus walks. None of that. You put Jesus in the name. I don't want to fuck with it.
You doing it all All Again.
Yeah, that's a good one. You do
ain't
it
gonna lie.
Won't he do it?
One time.
That'd be your favorite song.
One time I was fucking and Jesus Walks with Kanye came on. I had to fast. You can't. I couldn't do it.
Fuck the Jesus Walks.
Nah, bro. It's too militant, and it got Jesus.
Hey, look. Hey, look. Travis Green, You Waited.
that's your theme song.
Hey, a great work.
Nah,
you know what I'm saying?
Nah, I don't know about that one.
Bleed the Same.
Oh yeah, that's you. That's right up your alley.
You like pain? That's your speed.
Hey, Ja'Kalen Carr, It's Yours.
Why'd you say the name?
Yeah, why?
Because I said the name on a few folks.
Okay, what's the name of the song? It's Yours.
It's Yours.
Yeah, I get that one.
And Kirk Franklin, Want to Be Happy?
Hell yeah.
Mm-hmm. As we said, Want to Do It. You Know My Name.
Yeah, that's
Tasha
yeah,
Cobbs.
Sure. Hell yeah, Tasha. What's my name? Biatch.
So I'm just saying, like some good gospel songs. Saying like you might be able to put a playlist together and fuck to it and just see.
Do it.
What happened?
I think you should do that. Do an all gospel fuck.
Hey, look.
This make motherfuckers be uncomfortable.
I've had people that felt convicted while I was fucking them because they knew they weren't supposed to do it and be crying.
That's not convicted.
Like,
that wouldn't be convicted.
They
then.
Feel convicted while doing it.
Convicted is. Wait a minute. Do you know what convicted means?
Isn't that right? They felt convicted, like they knew they shouldn't be doing this.
So did they make you stop?
They made me stop.
Is that what convicted means in that sense? It's not convicted like a crime convicted, right?
No.
When you're convicted in a...
No, she felt her convictions.
In God, that's a good thing.
No.
So she felt convicted in a spirit, like meaning that she knew that this was wrong. And like, damn, I feel so bad.
Conflicted or convicted?
Convicted.
Go ahead.
Convicted. She said I felt convicted. And so she started crying. I've had several chicks that'll cry, and them motherfuckers be wanting to stop. They say, let's stop. I got to stop.
They be wanting to stop?
That's right, nigga.
Do they get to?
I have to stop because I be like this. I can't keep going on. I want to keep going on. You know what I'm saying? Like the song say, really but
wanna,
I just can't.
I really want to keep fucking you.
I'm going to tell you right now. Bitch, all you got to do if you want to really stop fucking with me, just start crying. Just start acting like you.
I've made women cry before.
But no. There's different crying.
So you talking about boohooing?
Like some sad crying, like you
ugly
some,
cry.
Yeah, like you like something else on your mind.
Right.
Like it ain't the pleasure cry.
Call you another name and cry.
Like you thinking about some old bullshit.
Uncle Pete and start crying.
Yeah, you thinking about some old bullshit. Where you go, girl? Come back. Right. That type of shit. Don't you start crying like something ain't right.
Or start fucking back too hard, like something's wrong with you. Nah, bro. If you
said, what happened now?
Yeah. She start fucking back too hard. Like, she's trying to fuck you.
Yeah.
Nah, bro. Nah.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Look, no, nigga.
Look, especially if she's blackout too.
What if she put you in the Amazon?
Nah, if she blackout too? Look, listen, I'm sorry.
What if she put you in the Amazon?
Mm.
What's the Amazon?
Look it up on Pornhub. Pornhub.com/.
Listen.
And just put in search and you put Amazon.
If in the same...
I can't do it from this phone.
If in the same vein, right... If the same thing we're talking about, like, you know, where it went from crying to you saying it's, you know, this wild rage thrust fucking and we might have to talk about it later, but I'm gonna ride that bitch out. I can block out what may be behind this until we're done. Am I a jackass for that?
Yeah.
Am I?
Probably.
Why? I mean, it's not. There's no tears. I don't get it. Maybe there's. You know, I'm not gonna have to acknowledge. I think the tears make it upfront and personal. Like right away. Like you know, this is. She's something happened. Something ain't right. You know what I mean? And this is maybe bringing up maybe some traumatic experience. If you start fucking savagely fucking me back, like right. thrusting and acting like, sure, maybe the same thing. But I'm a. Wait until I bust before we talk about it. I'm not gonna stop that.
If she just start throwing that pussy back and
like,
just
fuck me, yeah, you know, just going like
motherfucker,
you,
just going to the
like,
zone.
Yeah, and you're like, well, hey, hold up, you know what I mean? You wasn't there, but now she there, and you may be a little nervous or self conscious. Man, you just gotta ride that shit out, bro.
Yeah, until you done. I probably would just get a good kick out of that shit and really love that shit.
Hold up, bro.
That's the Amazon position.
Oh shit, let me see. I want to see some shit.
Oh, Jake Smoove, never seen it before.
He looks fucking perplexed.
She's fucking him. That's,
oh, yeah.
If a
yeah.
bitch start doing that, man, look at how she's fucking him.
I'd be doing that. I do that all the time.
He said he does that.
Is that what that's called?
Yeah, you got your feet up like a monkey like that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's that move, bro.
I was like, this, is that nigga on top of her? Because you don't know what...
She's on top of him, but she's fucking him. Look. Get it wrong. Fuck you.
Oh, yeah, bro. All day.
You have your feet up like a monkey like that?
Nah, bro.
J-Mac be having his feet up like a... Look, like...
Come on. Amazon that shit, girl. Get this shit.
Damn.
Be pulling her on top of that dick. What? Amazon. I don't know what the fuck y'all talking about. I fuck with the Amazon.
I could fucks with that.
Man, listen, I don't know what this nigga talking about.
Don't Amazon.
Little
nigga.
Short leg nigga. I'm fucking. My legs are fucking long and limber. That shit works.
Long and limber.
That shit works. Yeah, he got me fucking ready to go home.
This shit is content is unavailable in your country. God damn.
Damn.
It look crazy too. Look at her.
Damn.
She got his ass tied up.
Oh, hell no.
He's in bondage too.
That's damn. Crazy.
I'm going to start selling novelties, bondage novelties, y'all. In case you guys, anybody out there want some.
Nah, man, look how she got this nigga. Look how she got this nigga spread out.
Hell no.
Is his fucking legs in stirrups?
I don't know. Look at that. Look at that, man. Come on, J Mac. You let somebody do you like that?
Let me see that again. Let me get a closer look.
That
shit's dope.
That's
I'm just
crazy.
Trying to send this to myself.
He's sending a link. That's crazy shit.
With those boots on, too? That man just doing it.
That's one step away.
No, bro. Was she? Oh, she. Man, that's in some pussy, nigga. Are you serious?
I mean, I get it. I get it that you know what I'm saying, you're different, but
yeah.
Jamie Mac, look how she's fucking this nigga. Look how she's fucking that nigga, man. Come on, Jamie Mac, come on, man.
She's riding the dick.
Yeah, but she's Jay Smooth, come on, man.
She fucking the shit out that nigga.
You let her ride the dick like that, Jay Smooth?
I probably could, but
you probably could. Stop doing it, Jay Smooth. You let her ride the dick like that or not?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nigga, that's like
I don't know why we get him to co-sign for me because that's not helping. But
y'all both did.
But hey, that right there, I'm glad I got a name for it because now I got something to search for.
No, shout out to Mr. J. He was the one who put the whole room on the Amazon position.
Yeah, that'll work.
So okay, I'm sorry.
I mean, I was already up on it. I just didn't know her name.
I think you should put together an entire gospel mixtape,
a compilation.
Don't say shit. Like, don't let on. Just keep doing what you're doing, and like, go the whole thing. Make her tell you stop.
Nah, she's not gonna stop. She's gonna stop before. She's gonna stop before she's done sucking your dick.
My whole playlist. Jason, here's the thing.
Right,
bitches can't suck dick to gospel music.
Okay, this is what I want you to do. I know you got a girl, but
the Holy Spirit being in the back of their throat, blocking your dick like pow, pow, pow.
I know you got a girl, but you're not faithful. So
yes, I
want you to try with your girl, but then I want you to try with 9 other girls too and bring back the results. Out of 10 girls, who stopped you? I guarantee you they don't all stop you.
Can you do this, Jay Smooth?
Yes.
Is it possible? Because you were supposed to do a lot of different research type things. Can you do this? Can you go out there and fuck 10 bitches? 9.
9 extra bitches. He got a girl, so one of them.
No, I'm faithful. Huh? If I wasn't faithful, if I'm not faithful next week.
Hypothetically, could you do this?
Allegedly.
I could probably do that.
Can you bring us back? I guarantee you they don't. Statistics. I guarantee you 10 girls do not stop you.
How long would it take you to allegedly get this playlist created and 9 bitches in the bag?
Just do any Pandora play. It doesn't matter. It don't matter what it is. I'm telling you that all 10 will not stop you. Do you think all 10 will?
I don't know. I think most of them probably keep going.
Depends.
You're saying most of them will. I don't think most of them would go.
So check us out. It all depends. Do they go to church or don't they? Right?
Doesn't matter.
It does.
That one goes to church faithfully.
She listening to it.
How many fingers were in there?
It was just one on that motherfucker.
Just on the outside.
Just
so
just,
you
it was enough, nigga. I'm talking about
numb.
Motherfucker damn near begged for me to just please come back.
You didn't breach.
No.
How do you not breach? I mean, don't you bring the lube back up like you just dip
right,
it?
Right. That's
good.
Yeah,
but
dip and stick it.
Wait a minute. So how was this thing wet at all?
That motherfucker, because they get wet around me anyway.
Like but just it, on the top. Just,
and then I just
it starts sweating.
You take that. Because I'm gonna touch this motherfucker. So no, they said well,
you
that's
told
how
her you're
gonna
touch this motherfucker.
No, and then
is that how you talk to your perspective?
I said, hey,
I'm about to touch this motherfucker.
You would be fucking amazing
coming in.
I say the crazy shit.
Watch
like,
it,
really?
Girl.
That's how no like, fucking romantic.
What's the crazy shit? Like I'm gonna touch this motherfucker.
I'm saying like touch this motherfucker. They be like, really? That's how you doing? That's how
that's
you talk?
How you get them?
Yeah, I mean, you know.
So they even say really, but they still spread their legs further. Yeah.
They be like, really? That's what you doing?
Spread them bitches.
And it's really just I'm gonna touch this motherfucker. That's your pickup line.
You know it's fucking like that. You drop something. I told somebody about that shit the other day.
Okay, well yeah, get back to us and let us know. Listeners, meanwhile, we appreciate you guys tuning in to once again to the No Nonsense Show. Make sure you're going out to the website, raresaunas.com, where you can check out this show, all the archives, and all the other shows on the network. What else we got? Oh, this is, I guess we won't see you guys again until after 4th of July. So happy 4th of July.
Hell yeah.
Stay safe in the streets.
Don't pop yourself with a fucking firecracker or shoot a nigga with a firework.
I know a lot of y'all live in California. Don't get so high that you get arrested or some dumb shit like that, man. What else? But yeah, but have a happy 4th, though. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I guess we'll check y'all the day after. Other than that, keep supporting us. Keep interacting with us, and we'll keep bringing the nonsense because we realize that sometimes people just need to laugh. Till next time.
10% less bullshit than any other podcast. Guaranteed.